Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So while you were in Vegas,
yeah.
Did you go to the game?
Or
did
no,
you just talk
no, no.
to people? Okay.
No, the Red Wings were in town on Saturday night.
To play the Vegas Golden Knights.
And sure, which Wings, by the way, they're 2-0. They don't lose in Vegas.
They ended up beating Vegas. And from what you could tell on TV, it looked like we were a ton of Red Wing fans at the game, as you would expect.
Strip had a ton. I mean, there were a lot of people in Vegas that had gone to the game.
Yeah. And I mean, look, Red Wing fans travel real well.
Sure.
And when they're transplanted, they really support the team. We know when they play in Arizona, it's like half filled with Red
Wings. Or like
fans.
Miami. When they play the Panthers, it's all Wings fans.
And similarly when they play in Vegas against Golden Knights. But you had an observation about this, and because you talked to some people that went to the game.
So I was at the casino on Saturday after the game, right? And we were in downtown Vegas, and a couple of guys wearing Yzerman and Fedorov jerseys walk in. And I was kind of half in the bag, and we're playing blackjack, and they sit down next to me, and I'm like, yeah, you guys go to the game, obviously. And they're like, yeah, what a win. And I'm like, really? You think it was a good win? They're like, yeah, dude. I mean, we've had these tickets since the beginning of the season. We made this trip around this game, and it was great to go see them kick the Vegas Knights' ass. And I'm like, but you realize that hurt their draft chances, that a guy like Jack Hughes or Kapko Kakko, right? And they're like, I don't care. We're in Vegas. We came to have fun, and part of the fun was seeing our team win. And I'm playing blackjack, and mind you, for some reason, I got a little irritated, okay? Because I'm like, how do you have this belief? The season is about 8 games left. The Wings, at the time, I believe, had the second least amount of points. Now they have the third least amount of points.
Now they have 6 games left, right. And they have 66 points, just for reference.
They
Wings
have 66 points in their last 5 games.
The LA Kings have 64 points, and the LA Kings have a game in hand.
Right.
So they actually have 7 games left. And you look at New Jersey Devils, they have 5 games left, and they have 1 more point than the Wings at 67. So it's tight with the second, third, and fourth spots.
Right, but the Wings were in much better shape a couple weeks ago. And now they've caught fire. They're playing the kids, what everybody wanted to begin with, and they have 8 points in the last 5 games. The other thing, too, Gator, is very quickly, if you happen to have the least amount of points, which Ottawa will, they got to give it to Colorado,
right.
That's an 18.5% chance at Jack Hughes. If you have the second least amount of points, it's 13.5% chance. And if you have the third, I believe it's 9.5%. Bottom line, them winning right now is screwing them, because I look at this season as kind of a waste if you don't come across or away with a first, second, or third overall pick. So these guys obviously viewed it differently. They bought tickets. They wanted to go to Vegas. They went to Vegas to go see the Wings play the Golden Knights, and they love the fact that they won. So I asked the one guy, I'm like, listen, I know you're a Wings fan, but don't you think it's more beneficial for the Wings to lose the game you went to? So what? You see a loss, you still have a good time, and it helps the Wings to maybe get a transcendent player. And he looked at me and he kind of deadpanned me, and he's like, dude, I want them to win. I was at the game. And yep. I'm like, huh, that's interesting. And yeah, it was like, we were cool. We you know, drank a little bit. We played blackjack and we went our separate ways. But I could not disagree with this man anymore. And maybe I'm jaded because I go to all these games. But dude, I wonder if you make a trip and take this year's Wings as the example, and you buy the tickets at the beginning of the season, and you finally get out to Vegas and you're at the game and you're having drinks and you're having a good time and you're enjoying a weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada. If the Wings were to lose, would you be upset? Wouldn't you be happy in this situation because you know what helps the team?
I'd be happier if they won the game that I bought tickets to. Because if you're buying tickets, you're buying tickets. You want to see your team win. You don't buy tickets to see your team lose. If you're buying tickets before the season begins, you know this is going to be a rough season anyway.
Sure.
So
you've seen
you got
so many
tickets,
losses.
I'm excited to see them play.
One?
I want to watch them win. And by the way, it's not like they're throwing out this A lineup out there. This isn't the best lineup that they have.
Oh, you're right about that.
So, I mean, give credit to the guys on the ice, or you can be upset about it, whatever you want to do. But it's the players are playing as hard as they can because that's what they're supposed to do. The New Jersey Devils played last night as well, and as I mentioned, they're right
they
with the Red Wings. I know they won. Exactly. They're not trying to lose. And I know that, look,
the players are never going to try to lose.
The players will never try to lose, and the coaching staff is never going to try to lose either.
I wonder about the fan mindset,
and the Red Wings
though.
Have done what they can do. They're playing younger players out there, and, you know, God bless them. They're playing well enough where they're winning games.
Which gives you hope for the future that some of these guys might pan out. Like Taro Hiroshi, who's got 4 assists in 4 games, and this is a guy that you got from college last week, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you do have hope for that. And I don't care about the players because the players are always going to try to win as they should because their jobs are on the line, as are the coaches. My whole question is from the fan point of view. When you live through a dreadful season like this has been, you're not making the playoffs for the 3rd consecutive years. You hear so much about Jack Hughes and how good he's going to be. Needed 5 points to break the record the other day. Got 5 assists in the same game. Everybody loves this kid. Isn't your mindset with 6 games left to go in the regular season, lose them all so we benefit, hopefully?
But not if you're buying a ticket to the game.
See, I think it doesn't change.
100% it changes. Why would I buy a ticket to a game to see my team lose? I can watch at home and watch them lose. I don't want to actually spend 50, 60, 80 bucks on tickets and
ticket,
watch them lose.
When you buy the ticket, you have no knowledge that it's going to be like this, that you're going to be in this situation. Gator, this could be right here, this moment, that game, okay? You point back to it, and it would have been another ping pong ball, potentially. That game could be the difference from you rebuilding and being good next year
You'll
or the year
know.
After that.
You'll never
or
know.
Or stinking for the next decade.
You'll never know, though.
But it could have been.
But my point is, with all these, the ping pong balls or however you want to do it, with the percentages, you'll never know if it cost you or not. You don't know which one is the one that goes.
But
I think it's kind of futile to look at that and say, oh, that's a mistake. I mean,
don't you think it's silly to root for short-term success? Like, I get you went to the game, but don't
I'm
you
not
think
rooting
it's
for
silly?
I'm not rooting for short-term success. When I watch the games to see player development or whatever, and do I watch and hope that they secretly hope that they lose? Yeah, I'm at that point now where I'd like to have the best chance at the draft pick as well. However, I'm not buying the ticket. If I bought a ticket, I'm going to go and I'm going to cheer my team on. I'm hoping they're going to win.
I think it's wrong. Listen. You do what you want. Everybody does what they want. I think it's the wrong mindset to have. I truly do. I think it's the wrong mindset to have.
How's it wrong mindset?
It's the wrong mindset to have right now with 6 games remaining to want them to win, to get any joy out of them winning. And again, I'm not saying that you don't want to see them play well. You don't want to see maturity and growth, but you do not want them to win because, Gator, this would be a wasted season if you come away with a 7th overall pick. It really would. You need to strike right now.
When you start talking about a mindset of a fan,
it's a bad mindset.
And expecting a fan to have anything other than wanting their team to win, I think
you
got to
be smarter. In this instance, right here,
smarter.
You got to be smarter. I mean, listen, it doesn't matter what you
root for. Fans understand what's going on with this whole thing, but if you are a fan, you still want your team to win, particularly if you buy a ticket.
I don't think they understand.
You can accept when they lose, and there's a silver lining. Hey, they lost. Look, we'll talk about it. People are lining up. 248-539.
Come on,
9797 is a telephone number. This isn't your typical tanking. Question we have
no,
here because
all.
If you buy a ticket to the game, are you still rooting for them to lose? Jeff seems to think that's what you should do. This is 97.1 The Ticket. Welcome back to Karsh and Anderson here at 97.1 The Ticket. Jeff Rieger's in for Doug Karsh. Jeff is dumbfounded as to why Red Wing fans who buy tickets to a Red Wings game would want the team to win.
See, you're not being fair though.
It's absolutely
you're not
you
being
said.
Fair by the explanation. No. No, you have to look at it from this standpoint. Saturday, they had 8 games remaining. It was before the game, right? You go to Saturday's game in Vegas, knowing they had just won 2 of the last 3, I want to say, okay? Knowing how good everybody thinks Jack Hughes is going to be, knowing how much you need a center like that on this team, take it all in, and you're telling me you want the Wings to win that game and get a 2 points that could come back and screw you? Enjoy yourself. Have a couple beers. Yeah, watch the team.
I think that's
enjoy
what fans
the Vegas.
Do. I think fans that buy tickets to games want to see their team win.
I think it's
real simple.
In this instance, I don't think fans should want to win. In this instance.
I think it's
I'm not
exactly
saying
50-game
mark, Gator. I'm not saying the 20-game mark. I'm saying 7-8 games left to go in the season.
Fans that buy tickets for the last few home games they have here, They want to see the team win.
Don't you
Hank
think
is that- on his cell phone. Hank, welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Hank.
Hey, Rieger, I think you're just wrong, man. And here, give me a couple points here. One, think of the amount of money those guys spent, right? The airfare, the hotel.
Sure.
Losing $1,000 playing blackjack, probably. You know, nobody wins in Vegas. So there's that. They're not going to spend all that money and then want to win. I've read that Jack Hughes is not a Sidney Crosby type of player. He's not guaranteed.
And nothing's guaranteed.
I'd rather stay Capo Caco for the
Fair
next
enough.
10 years anyway.
Well, Hank, you know? I mean, if you have the choice of either guy, that's a pretty great choice to have. And by the Wings consistently trying to win, and listen, I don't blame them, but by them winning 8 points in the last five games, it's hurting their chances. Hank, let me just put it like this, okay? This has been a rough season, fair to say?
Yeah, but you ask the question. You go to every game, which I think you're a little bit jaded.
And maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
Also, again, Capo Caco or Red also is almost more NHL ready than Jack Hughes.
He is.
Number one.
He played in
and
pros.
When you look at the history of them getting Yzerman, he was what, third pick?
Yeah, but what does that mean exactly? Hank, I think you're missing the point, though. I mean, just because they don't get the first doesn't mean they automatically get the second. You know, by winning on Saturday and by winning last night, it could knock them potentially out of a top three pick, and
yeah,
so you don't get any of them.
Percentages, and they are, like, something, what, 10%, 11%, 12%? It's sure. Not just losing one game does not guarantee they don't get any players.
Well, that's
right?
Why you hope you lose them all at this stage of the juncture, that's all.
But they could lose them all and still get the fifth pick.
100%. But you got better chances if you lose them all.
I just, USA Today's Kevin Allen had a mock draft for the NHL. And Jack Hughes, he has going first to Colorado because of Ottawa with the worst record. It says Jack Hughes, Hughes will have a Patrick Kane-like impact in the NHL. He's dynamic, fast, and creative. Number two, the LA Kings. Center wing, Capo Caco from Finland. Broke Alexander Barkov's record for most goals by NHL draft-eligible player in the Finnish league. He's got 22 goals in 45 games in the league right now, playing against professionals.
Great hockey IQ. And I believe he got the game-winning game in the World Juniors, or game-winning goal.
Game-winning goal, yes.
In the World Juniors, which is pretty impressive.
And then third has the Red Wings drafting third. This is right wing Vasily Podkolzin from Russia. Impressive shot, sharp passer, will power his way to the net, will be a top-line performer in the NHL. The top three picks have long been thought of as being pretty good guys, but it's the top two that are the real prizes. You don't know what's going to be there. And I think we all understand that. But the what's at issue is you think the people that buy tickets to a game shouldn't be rooting for the Wings to win.
Again, at that point, 20 games left, 30 games left, fine.
When's the next home game?
Next home game is Friday night.
Okay, Friday night.
Yeah.
People, obviously, it's not going to be
an
empty arena.
There's only two of them left, I think. Maybe two or three of them
three games left.
Okay.
Obviously, it's not going to be an empty arena.
No, no.
So people that buy tickets to that game, you think they should have the mindset, I hope this team loses.
100%. And not because they hate the Wings by any means, because it's going to help them. Here, listen, Doug has done this before, so let's do this really quickly, okay? Tankathon.com drafts the lottery. Right now, you have an 11.5% chance at the first overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know, they just got fifth in the first one. They just got fifth again in the second sim.
Uh-huh.
The third sim, they got second. I mean, the bottom
There's
line is
yeah.
You need as many chances as possible. That's why it's just
Who
to
got
me,
first in the first simulation?
You know, I didn't check. In this one, Philly got first.
Okay.
And Detroit got second.
All right. So Philly, that's not one of these really awful teams, right?
100%. Philly right now, you're right.
So, I mean, you don't know. It's all just a crapshoot. Yes, you have a higher percentage, but you just don't know.
Yeah, but if you have more chances, your percentages go up.
Of course, but, I mean, to be upset with fans that pay money to go see their team win, I think it's crazy.
I'm not upset with them. I'm just a little dumbfounded.
You think they have the wrong mindset? You
I
called
do.
Them
I think
stupid.
No, I did not call
you
them
did.
Stupid. That's silly. I did not call them
you
stupid.
You said stupid like about 20 minutes ago.
I just think it's the wrong mindset. That's all. It's so late in the season. Hope for them to lose. And again, real quick, we're all hoping for the same outcome, for the Wings to be awesome very soon. This is your best chance to do that.
Ron's in Bloomfield Hills. Ron, welcome. 97 won the ticket.
Thank you. I think Rieger's an idiot.
Thank you, Ron.
Well, that's not nice.
I think you're a very nice man.
He does not even understand the concept of having fun with a bunch of guys going to a hockey.
You're still
going to
have fun, Ron.
Being on the road. And let me talk for a second, would you please?
Oh,
and I knew Rieger was a idiot a long time ago when I was on the air.
Stop calling him.
I want to hear.
But go ahead.
Let's go, Einstein.
The Bill Belichick scandal. I was on the line. I'm very much against cheating in sports. Been in sports all my life. And Rieger, which I will never forget, said he applauded Belichick for finding a way to cheat. And I said that my comment was, I hope you're not raising children.
I am. I got a beautiful daughter, Ron. She loves me very much. I'm just curious, when was Belichick cheating? Like, what was the example? What were you talking, Deflategate? It was more Brady.
No. Way back when they fined a million, lost their first choice.
Yeah, it's really hurt them. Good for them.
You applauded.
Hey,
you
Ron.
Applauded them.
Here you go, Ron. I'll take a cheater any day that wins than the freaking Detroit Lions like you want.
Well, that's
who's the idiot
who
now,
are.
Bud?
That shows who you are.
Yeah, fair enough. I want to win. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean you should cheat. Cheating isn't allowed.
But right, in this instance, the Wings
are... That has nothing to do with the Red Wings situation here. But so, thanks, Ron.
He just wanted to call me an idiot. That's fine. I got no issue with that.
A couple times.
I am an idiot.
Well, nobody needs to call you an idiot. I mean, I don't need to hear that. I mean, if you want to hear it, that's
that guy's very angry.
What I'm doing.
That guy's very angry.
Deep's heated.
But they say the goal of radio is to elicit an emotional reaction. Obviously, I did that to that man years ago.
Well, then you're a winner, Jeff.
Thank you.
Rick's on a cell phone. Rick, welcome. 97 won the ticket.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, Rick.
All right, Rick.
What's up?
Well, I kind of agree with the guy. I think you're being goofy about this. Fans want to see their team win. And I don't know that Jack is going to be the guy that turns the team around. I mean, you look at where the Wings drafted Pavel Datsyuk and Henrik Zetterberg.
It's a different time, man.
Other players. But yeah, whatever. I mean, you're insulting us.
I'm not insulting Rick.
Yes, you are. You're saying we have the wrong mindset.
Well, yeah, I think it is the wrong mindset. Yeah. But Rick, real quick. You just said you're not sure that Jack Hughes is the guy that turned around the team around. And you might be right. Now, if you go back and look at some of these guys that were taken first and second and third overall, they have turned teams around. Rick, my whole point is we all want to win, man, and we want to win as quickly as possible because not making the playoffs is no fun. So with that being said, why would you root in your mind? Why would you be happy if they won? Go ahead.
Because I paid money to go see them win. I have to disagree with you that it's the wrong mindset. They're there, they're professionals, they're paid to win, and I think your approach is wrong.
Yeah,
so,
listen, I just go with what the league approach is. Rick, I mean, look at Austin Matthews. Did he help Toronto? I mean, I think he did.
Look, sometimes you get generational players, and Jack Hughes may be a generational player, that's fine, but you're telling people they have the wrong mindset if they buy a ticket to a game and they want their team to win.
Late in the season. Saturday night, wrong mindset.
People are going to buy tickets the day of the game.
Wings fans that happen to be in attendance.
They're going to buy tickets the day of the game, and they're going to buy tickets because they want to see the team win.
Wrong. It doesn't ruin your day if the team loses, does it? You still enjoy yourself. You're still in Vegas, baby.
They want to see the team win. That's why they go buy the tickets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.